New York City Police Department boosted security outside a Broadway theater after profanity-laden threats of mass murder were made on Twitter starting late last week. One read, "I'm serious. People are gonna die like Aurora," referring to the movie theater massacre that killed 12 and wounded 58. Another tweet included mention of a hit list and killing a lot of people. The NYPD requested information about the Twitter account holder, but was denied. In a statement, they added, "We sought a subpoena to force Twitter to disclose the identity of the account holder."
They want to cooperate with law enforcement, but they have to make sure that they're respecting their users' privacy as well.
Couldn't waiting for that subpoena in some cases mean the difference between life and death?
Absolutely. They won't wait for the court order. If they have a good faith belief that someone's life is in danger.
Larry Cunningham is a former New York City prosecutor.
Yeah, absolutely. They're really between a rock and a hard place.
He's subpoenaed social media companies in the past.
What could the NYPD, in this case, learn from Twitter?
I would want to know who registered it, when, where were they when they registered it, what was the IP address of their computer, what's their email address.
How much do we know about this account holder?
Yes, exactly.
Twitter reports that it complies with 75% of requests made by law enforcement in the U.S. without a subpoena.